This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The Irish singer Lisa Hannigan spent 7 years singing backup with her countryman, the popular Damien Rice, her delicate vocals entwining his.
What I am to you is not what you mean to me. To give me miles and miles of mountains and I ask for.
Well, 2 years ago, Damien Rice suddenly dismissed Lisa Hannigan from his band. Now she's out with her debut solo album.
I feed your words through my buttonholes. I bring them to my fingerless girls. They're green and thrown to frame.
Lisa Hannigan is 28. She's from what she calls the full-on countryside in County Meath, just west of Dublin. As a girl, she'd spend summers in a little fishing village by the sea, where her mother's family is from. And again, she comes back to the ocean in these songs. Lisa Hannigan's album is called See So. That's S-E-A-S-E-W. And the sewing part becomes clear when you take a look at the lyrics inside the CD. The words to the songs are stitched, each letter hand-stitched to a piece of linen. And Lisa Hannigan sewed the lyrics herself.
I did. I wanted to put the labor into it, really. You know, I wanted each word to have taken the time to create, and I wanted to make something that had texture that didn't, you know. And so I made the whole thing. I have it at home, and it's about twice the size of the CD case.
How long did that take?
It took May. It took a month in all to do. But I really enjoyed it because it was at the end of the process of making the record. So I'd had, you know, all the writing and arranging and rehearsing, and I gave myself a month where I just was doing the artwork, and it was a really lovely kind of solitary time for me. I just wanted everyone that had the record for it to be sort of special, because music is so, it's so easy nowadays to send it through the internet, and it's like sending an email as opposed to getting a letter. And I wanted people to be able to hold it in their hand and for it to be sort of quite a tangible, textural thing. So I think it worked.
When you got these songs written down in your head, and then it came time to rehearse them with a band, and I think a lot of the band are friends of yours. Where were you doing that? How did the music come together for you?
Most of the songs, I sort of I tend to go away and write by myself, or start something and then maybe go for a walk and go for big, you know, hours and hours, really, and come back with threadbare boots and half a song, as you know.
Sit down, smoke away. I wouldn't knock it till you're in them shoes. Watch as a subtlety blows away, as a blush it gives way to a bruise.
And so I arranged the songs and then brought them to the band, and we rehearsed them all. Down on a farm down the country here. But when we started recording, I wanted it to sound like Rusty Custard.
Rusty Custard?
Rusty Custard, yes.
I think that might be something unique to Ireland, or else, I don't know.
Oh, well, I wouldn't recommend eating it. It sounds quite dangerous, but I went to that sort of rusty, creaky sound, and just that warm creaminess as well. So
so when you sat down with your band, is that sort of the instruction you gave them? I want this to sound like Rusty Custard.
They nodded and smiled politely.
Yeah, right, Lisa, whatever you say.
If the sea is any draw for you.
Tell me about the song I Don't Know.
If you're better in the morning or when the sun goes down, I'd like to call you.
I Don't Know is it's that moment where you know you see the turn of somebody's elbow or a book peeking out of someone's bag on the train. And I do this anyway. I sort of construct a person behind it, invariably positive. And I think that song is about that moment where you're sort of full of hope about someone you really have no idea about.
All those possibilities.
Yeah, yeah.
At the very, very end of the CD, at the end of the last song, it's just your voice. Your voice just naked, unadorned. Was that a deliberate choice to end the CD that way?
I definitely wanted to end on that song. Leal is the song I think you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily anything to do with the voice or anything, but it is a really hopeful tune.
To hold on to the feeling of the stretch in the song.
It always makes me smile when I'm singing it, even if I'm not necessarily at the beginning. I always am at the end. And it was the first song I wrote when I left the band.
You're talking about when you stopped singing with Damien, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was quite an abrupt transition, if I understand this right. He fired you, essentially, like 10 minutes before a show.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. It was in itself, but, we'd worked together for 7 years, so it was a long enough time to be working with anyone. I think it had just come to the end of its natural life, really, and so it was fine.
You know, I can imagine, easily imagine a song, given what you had gone through and the ending of this musical partnership, that song could have taken a very different turn.
Yes, it could. I mean, it could have been quite dark, but I think it's definitely shining a positive light on stuff as opposed to a negative. I suppose you can't really shine a negative light on things, can you? You turn the light off.
Well, Lisa Hannigan, thanks very much. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Melissa.
Lisa Hannigan's CD is titled See So. You can hear more songs and watch her videos at nprmusic.org.
There's one man, he's like the wishful thinking in my life. I see so, and he's like...